baby, chuba-chuba, my baby, chuba-chuba, my baby, chuba-chuba, my baby, chuba-chuba, my baby. Because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
I'm so happy,
my baby,
that you're here
So that was Thank You by Claro. It's still me, Janie, because DJ D is still setting up, and that's totally fine because I realized I forgot to read my PSA for the hour. So, luckily us, handily already open on this table is the Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear and have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Sorry. Experience nature with all of sorts of her gorgeous trees, grasses, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the Mystic River Reservation. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Just dropped that on the board, my bad. And so at this point, I've become sort of desensitized to sort of symbolism and such. because it just keeps happening to me. But yeah, I've been told I need to sell this as a movie script. The last girl I told this story to cried at the restaurant. But yeah, it's a bit of an intense thing. And you know what? Hey, it happens. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Anyway, let's go into I'd Wish You Stay by Club 8.
Still, I wanted to know. this anyway. I might not be the right one. It might not be the right time. But there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
Coming up later, we're going to have a feature from Small Electric Plane. That's going to be Oliver, Jonah, Will, and Ivan. Exciting stuff. DJD is still workshopping his hard drive and his computer. No worries, I have it covered until then. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And I'm still Janie. Oh my god, it's 11:11. Well, actually, most of my wishes have come true as of late, so that's pretty good. But yeah, you've been listening to Something About Us by Daft Punk. And before that, I Wish You'd Stay by Club 8. And coming up next, Alice DJ, Better Off Alone. All right, guys. I'm calling it. It's my time. I'm leaving. I'm leaving you to DJ D, and it's raining men by the Weather Girls. Have an awesome time. I will see you next week, unless the forces against me stop me, but I refuse to let them. So I'll leave you to it. All right, DJ D, all you.
Thank you. The Weather Girls, It's Raining Men. Sending that out to my girl, Janie. Wishing her the best of luck. Unbelievable day today starting out. I come rushing into the studio, and what do I do? I drop my hard drive right off the computer onto the floor. I had a reboot, and thank God for Janie. She hung out with me and got me up and running. It's just perfect. It was great. You listen to me, DJ D, on WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston, the Dance Music Express Music Series.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind, ooh. So fine, so fine, blow my mind.
Don't mind, baby, baby.
The Dance Music Express Music Series right here on WMFO 91.5 in Boston. That's right, you listen to me, DJ D, and you are in the mix. We're going to do a couple more songs, and then I get my friends from Small Electric Plane. They're going to come in. They're going to talk. They got a big event coming up, and they're going to push that. They're going to introduce themselves, and we're going to have some fun. So we're going to do a little interview with those guys. Just great guys. And if you hear any noise earlier or later on in my show, it's because they're recording music in Studio B, and the walls do thump. The glass rattles. They make me nervous. I think they're going to break the glasses. I don't know what they're going to do. But they're very good. They're the best. All right, DJ D, MFO 91.5.
Oh, Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
And a public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5. That's right. When you're online, you got to be careful. You'll be paying minds to what you're doing. Don't be putting out your personal information, you know, your photographs and the family dog and all that kind of silly stuff. Don't be doing it. Never give out your phone number and never, ever, ever accept an invitation to go on a trip with somebody. It's just too dangerous. You don't know who you're communicating with. And I have big news. That's right. In studio, I got my good friends from Small Electric Plane, and they are going to do an interview. They got a big show coming up. Actually, they're in Studio B practicing. Here it is, 6 days before their event, and they're already here practicing. I had to drag them out of there and get them in here. And I want all of us to take over and just do a little bit of tell us a little bit about yourself. You know what to do.
Hello, everyone listening to WMFO. I'm Oliver. I'm the singer and one of the guitarists from Small Electric Plane. We're a small electric band here from Tufts University, and we're super excited because next Sunday we're playing at our big end of year show, which is being planned and hosted by Apple Jam, an amazing student organization here on campus. We have us, Small Electric Plane, and another great Tufts band, St. Cecilia, playing, and we're opening for Frog, which is a pretty big artist that's coming in to play for Tufts members of the community. So if you're a Tufts student or just are around here, come to the Crane Room on Sunday at probably 7 p.m. or so and listen to our music and listen to the amazing other bands too. We're super excited to share it with you guys.
And Oliver, why don't you introduce the rest of your partners here? We have 4 people in studio, and they can all jump in and say a few things.
Yeah, of course. So the other members of the band, I'll introduce them first with Will, our amazing bassist. Say hi, Will.
Hello.
And then Ivan, our incredible drummer.
Hello.
Recently wounded, but he'll pull through. a door opened into his face earlier.
Not quite.
Today here?
Yeah, on the way in.
Yeah, he got attacked by the bassist.
Yeah, I actually did lie. It wasn't the door. It was Will.
I jumped him. He was insulting me reading a book on the walkover.
And last but not least is our other guitarist and my brother, Jonah.
Yep.
Who is also here. And so, yeah, this is the band. And it's really been a passion project where it started with me and Jonah just missing playing music together, which we hadn't had the chance to do in a long time. We roped these other guys in, and it's just been great. We played one other show earlier this semester at a different Apple Jam show, and we've been practicing a lot for this one, trying to get a whole new set of songs in, and we're writing some originals.
Oh, cool.
And also doing some covers of songs we love, and it's really just like, I'd say, just a passion project. We just all love playing music together and being creative and having fun.
Now, are you guys all students at the university?
We are, yeah. Okay, all 3 of us are sophomores, but Jonah's a senior. So for him, this is big. This is his last couple of weeks here.
I know.
So it's been really awesome to like get a chance to play music with him before he's out, he's off to Columbia.
Yeah, that's
Columbia.
Great. Well, that's a nice little interview for you. This is great.
Yeah, it's a privilege to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, and you guys all live locally, or where you're from? You know, you don't have to give me the address, but you know.
Oh, I mean, we all live around Tufts right now, but we're from all over. Jonah and I are from Los Angeles. Will's from Dallas. Ivan's from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but we all came here because you know we're students at Tufts, and I'm just grateful to have met these guys.
That's great. That's great. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your media contact? How do they reach out to you? How do they follow you? Do you have music produced at this point, or?
We don't have anything recorded. That would be really nice, but just, you know, with the time constraints of the year ending and everyone being so busy, it wasn't really an option. But we I mean, all of us kind of know people at Apple Jam, and so when the time came to apply for shows, we submitted videos of us playing, and we were able to get in and do it. We played at the Valentine's Day show, which was a really awesome first gig. There were so many great Tufts bands that were playing then, and yeah, we've just been like looking for shows around campus. We're playing one more show next Saturday. My other band we're planning it, and we're having a bunch of other local bands like Small Electric Plane come in also to play. So that'll be like a nice end of year show. We're hoping to have it in someone's backyard and have it be outdoors and enjoy the spring finally.
Oh yeah, oh, God. It's about time. You're kidding. It's cold. It was freezing,
God, right?
Coming in. Yeah,
the winter that never ended.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So listen, this is happening on Sunday, April 26th. Is that correct?
That's true.
And you tell us who's there and what's happening. Can you give us a little more?
So it's us, Small Electric Plane, and then another band from Tufts, St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia is great. We've played shows with them before. And they're also mostly seniors as well. So this is probably gonna be one of their last shows. So if you're around, you should go see both of us. And we're opening for Frog, who's an outside artist, successful artist, touring artist. They're on tour for their new album right now.
Right.
But we were able to, Apple Jam was able to get them to come in and play a free show for the Tufts community. So
good.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was free.
It is free.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're not getting paid.
I'm trying to think of a quick wisecrack. I did enough of them earlier. I got to tell you, the big brother over here just told me to slow down and do any wisecracks on our last DJ, so I had to behave. Oh, well, that's great. And media contact, like Facebook, Instagram?
We have our Instagram. I actually forget what it's called. Let me pull it up.
Take your time.
Just at Small Electric Plane. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
And what's with the drummer? He's kind of quiet.
They usually are, but
stoic.
But ours,
too much
he
philosophy.
Will play. I was just walloped in the eye by the bass.
Oh my God!
Well,
really?
To be more clear, the bassist.
Well, it was his bass.
Yeah, his weapon of choice. But yeah, he's quiet because he's wounded and he's trying to recover.
All right,
but I will say, like, on behalf of our drummer does speak. Like, he will do that.
he does form words.
Listen, he's saving his energy for practice,
exactly,
and for Sunday, so he's going to be good.
Drummers are quiet when you're out of practice, but when you're in practice, you can hear them.
You in line. And what about this young fellow who beat up the drummer? How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty guilty right now.
He's the thug of the band.
I'm the thug of the band.
Yeah, the thug band, USA, all right. Yeah, so anyway, don't forget, check them out on Sunday, the 26th. And what time are we doing that?
I think it's at 7. Actually, I'm not sure. It'll be in the evening. And if you want further info, go to the Apple Jam Productions Instagram page. And all the info for the show is there. You can see when and where and who.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say that again one more time.
Apple Jam Productions on Instagram, at Apple Jam Productions.
Perfect. That's great. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. They're going to be on the 26th. And is that there's a field up there?
It's the crane. It's the building just up the hill over there.
Oh, are you in the building or outside?
It's going to be indoors.
Indoors.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the radio station just did a big show last week.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I played at that.
Oh, you did?
Me and Ivan did. Yeah. Our other band, Tin Fish.
I wish I was a little bit more prepared for them. I would have asked Brennan and done a nice light show for you and some smoke and stuff. We would have had a blast, you know.
Oh, that would have been great.
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
Pyrotechnics at Coachella.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that next time. Sounds great.
I know that I just got a notification that there's a COVID variant called Cicada that's on the rise in California.
So, like, really?
I guess this is like another PSA, but
okay,
safe.
No, yeah. Well, tell us a little bit. What'd you find out?
I just saw the notification.
Okay,
but it's
good.
Pretty menacing that it's called Cicada. That feels like that's a bad
A cloud of COVID bugs will descend down on us and infect the population.
All right, well,
not, though. I don't want that to happen.
All right, well, don't forget, Sunday it's going to happen. We're talking about 7 o'clock at night, perhaps. Just double check.
7:30.
7:30. And just go to that that website. Could you say it one more time?
Yeah, go to Instagram. Go to at Apple Jam Productions. And if you're a Tufts student, then you can just come for free. Stop by. Listen to the music. Enjoy. A lot of people have been planning the show for a long time. It's going to be great music.
That's great. Yeah, one thing about WMFO, we have a lot of, we're 24 hours a day, as you know, and there's just a lot of local bands that come in and they play this stuff. It's just great stuff. Some great musicians. It's unbelievable. And so, in fact, we have a sports program at noon. They come in after I'm done. Imagine that, sports. It's great, you know. It's pretty good. Anyway, listen to me, DJ D on MFO 91.5. Don't forget, the 26th at 7:30 at the name of the hall?
The Crane Room.
Crane Room, right here at Tufts University.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move, what does love want me to do?
You're in the mix with DJ D, the pre-noontime workout.
Darling, I've got the Midas touch, baby.
WMFO Medford. Hey, got time for a couple more, then I'm out of here, y'all. My good friends are coming up with the sports program at 12 noon. And it's just a great show. Great people to listen to. A lot of fun. They really know their stuff. And don't forget, the 26th, mark your calendar. You got to show up for that event. It's going to be with Small Electric Plane, April 26th in the Crane Room. That's right, 7:30 p.m. they tell me it starts. But check out their website, and you'll get more information. Again, my name's D, WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston, The Dance Music Express Music Series. And a quick thank you for everybody for tuning in today. We greatly appreciate it. And sorry for the confusion earlier. Don't run in the studio dropping your hard drive. It doesn't really work well after that. But we got it up and running. Want to hear something? Send me an email to wmfodjd@gmail.com. Stay safe, everybody. Remember, we love you.